The Giant Devonport Christmas Fun Run was due to be held in December. It's been postponed. It's actually going to be held on January the 23rd. Tell us a bit more about it now. The race director is Brian Lyons from Everyday Lyons, who joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Martin. Thanks for having me on, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're welcome. Now, for people who don't know the story, the reason that it was postponed is because it was only 3 or 4 days after the Hillcrest Primary School tragedy, and it was out of sign of respect to allow the community to grieve, and also because you knew some people involved in it.
Yeah, absolutely. We unfortunately had Addison Stewart, who is one of the people who passed away, who was due to compete in this event, and in her memory, we're actually renamed one of the events, so we're going to call it the Addison Stewart Memorial Junior 1 Mile, and we're just really grateful that her parents have let us do that for her, and you know, it's a way of keeping her memory alive, and we just encourage people to come along and hopefully support this event on Sunday 23rd of January.
When I first heard about it being cancelled, I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe we need a distraction, but it was probably just too close, wasn't it, to the only a few days afterwards?
Absolutely, and we're part of the Hillcrest community ourselves, personally, so I just felt a bit sick about the whole thing, mate, and I think, you know, the whole community was hurting, and I don't think a fun run, per se, was the right thing to do, and yeah, I mean, as hard as a decision that was for us, it's nothing that these families are going through and the community at the moment.
Yeah, and look, there's a silver lining to every cloud, and I guess for people that didn't get a chance, that hadn't entered for the one on December the 19th, they can enter now for next week's run.
Absolutely. So if you head over to www.thedevonportchristmasfunrun, you'll reach the homepage and you'll see an enter now little sign, click on that and it'll take you straight to the portal. So entries are right open till 22nd of January, so the day before.
Okay, so, and then of course it's tomorrow week is when the event's on, and entries right up until the following Saturday. Now, the format won't change. You're still having 3 or 4 different events, aren't you?
Yeah, so we've still got the 5 events. We've got the Frankie J's 5K, we've got the Addison Stewart Memorial Junior Mile, we've got the Giant Devonport Mile, the Old Acre Street Dental Mile, the Bombshell Coffee, and even the Triakins Virtual Run for those people who can't make on the day. So you don't even have to be there. You can do it virtually.
Okay, for anyone that was born after 1975, 1 mile is 1.6 kilometres. So.
Yeah, that's it.
So tell us about the route, Brian. That hasn't changed either too much, has it?
No. So the 5K takes in 3 laps. So you do one big circuit. So you go up Old Acre Street, down North Fenton.
So it's starting at the Parramatta Centre, we should mention, or Market Square.
Yeah. Yep. So starting at Market Square Pavilion, and you'll head straight down to Old Acre Street. You'll go straight up North Fenton, along George Street, along Victoria Parade, and then finish in Old Acre Street. The 5K does 2 big loops of that, and then a small loop that we'll go just off Parker Street to make that 800 metres to make exactly 5K.
Okay. There's a junior mile and an elite mile, but there's also just a 1.6 kilometre for people that don't want to do 5.
Absolutely, yep. So it's a very inclusive. So we want runners and walkers to take part as well. So you don't have to be a runner. You can, you know, like if you don't think you can walk the 5K, you can go as short as 1 mile. So 1,600 metres for those people. We don't know 1 mile.
Okay, now, the elite mile, I'm quite interested in that from a sporting point of view. As the name suggests, there'll be some very good runners in that.
Yeah, we've been very, very lucky with the people we've entered. We've got some of the state's best milers. So in the male field, we have a guy called James Hansen, and he's one of Tassie's best runners. He's run a 3:37, 1,500 metres. So if you know anything about running, that's pretty
quick.
Tidy.
That's quick.
Yeah, and he's actually broken the 4-minute mile as well. So he'd probably be the leading contender in the male field. And the female field, we have Ebony Webb, who's from the States, and she's currently at the San Francisco University there studying, and I think she's currently home, and she's run a 4:21, 1,500 metres, which is, that'd be a nationally ranked time as well. So it's been supported by the state's best runners, and we're just really happy, and some good prize money there as well, so yeah, I think
not,
that helps.
Not exactly a flat course, because it's an uphill start in Old Acre Street, but I guess when they come down towards Victoria Parade, they'll make up for that. So are you expecting quick times for that part of the event?
That's a good question. To be honest, I think it will be quick, but you could probably take maybe 16 seconds off the normal time just because of the turns and maybe that few uphills as well. But I still think it'd be pretty tidy.
Okay, looking forward to it. It's Sunday the 23rd. Once again, where can people enter, Brian?
Yep, so if you head over to www.thedevonportchristmasfunrun.com and then find the Enter Now portal and that'll take you straight to the entry.
Wonderful. Thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Good luck with it next week.
Cheers, Martin. Thanks, mate. Thank you.